Would you like to accelerate your career and reach your full potential in just minutes a day? Welcome to the LeadX Show with New York Times bestselling author and Inc. 500 entrepreneur, Kevin Cruz.
How can you nail down the one word that captures your passion and purpose? Hello everyone, Kevin Cruz here, helping you to achieve your full potential 5 days a week. And in just a minute, we're going to talk about a secret to building a life, a career, a business that matter. First, don't forget to visit leadx.org. You're going to get hundreds of articles from the best business and career writers out there. That's leadx.org. Now, our guest today breathes and bleeds entrepreneurship. At age 19, he built and sold a biotech company. At 22, he was a venture capitalist. Today, he's an author, speaker, businessman, and he's devoting his life to helping 1 billion entrepreneurs. His new book is Your One Word, The Powerful Secret to Creating a Business and Life That Matter. Our guest is Evan Carmichael. Evan, welcome.
It's an honor, Kevin. Thanks for having me on.
We're excited to have you here, and we're going to talk about your one word in just a minute. But I always start with a general question, which is, can you share with our listeners a time when you actually failed, maybe early in your career, and what did you learn from it?
Oh, we're going right into the pain, Kevin, right into the pain. Yeah, I mean, I failed a lot. I think the hardest day of my life was when I told my business partner that I quit in that first company. It was a biotech software company. We weren't having success. I was making $300 a month. I felt worthless. I was working hard and just not getting any results, and led to a conversation. We can go deeper if you want, but basically resulted in me saying that I quit to my partner. Worst day of my life. And I got up the next day and I just went back to work because I had a passion for what I was doing. The lesson that I learned from that was what I was doing wasn't working, and the answer wasn't quit. The answer was find another way to stand. And my other way to stand was to model success, where I figured out I'm not the first guy to try to sell software before. Somebody else has figured it out. Let me model their success and apply it to my business. And I looked at how Bill Gates started Microsoft, not how he makes an extra million now, but 0 to 1. How did he do that? And I applied those lessons to my business, and that's when we finally started seeing some growth.
Wow, that's a lesson and a bonus tip. Because first of all, it's powerful. When you feel like you have to quit or you're going to quit, do you really have to quit? Or is that a signal to just figure out a slightly different way to do it, a way to stay, a way to stand? And you kind of snuck in there. You know, it's not how Bill Gates is doing it now or whoever it is that you want to emulate. How did they get from 0 to 1? Because by the time the superstars are on the cover of whatever magazine, you know, you like, they're doing things differently today than back when they were at that place that you are now. So thanks for that, Evan. I really appreciate that.
Happy to help. I love it. That's why we're here, LeadX.
All right. Very exciting. Your new book is Your One Word, The Powerful Secret to Creating a Business and Life That Matter. And I mentioned before the show, listeners, you know, I believe in this one word secret. I've sort of boiled my personal mission and purpose down into a single word several years ago, and it improved the quality of my life. You know, I reflect on this one word, my purpose, you know, every morning, and I've applied it in the business situation as well. You know, there's a reason why LeadX is called LeadX. We are about leadership. It's the verb to lead. So I was excited to get my hands on a review copy of this book. And Evan, let's start with the big picture. You know, what is the one word secret?
The one word secret is finding the self-awareness to understand what your single most important core value is, and then using that to live a life and bring that to a career or a business where it's having a lot more purpose and meaning. I think a lot of people are walking through life in a fog, feeling like they could be doing more with their life. They have more potential. They haven't come close to reaching their ceiling, but they don't know how to get there. They don't know what that greater potential looks like. And it starts with understanding what your most important core value is, and then making and designing a life and a business around it.
So give us an example. Evan, you're an entrepreneur. You're an entrepreneur's entrepreneur. So tell us about your one word, but then, you know, also give us an example of someone who's a career professional, a mid-career professional. What might their one word be all about?
Sure. So my example, my one word is believe. I had a business. It was successful. I had a second business. I still have it. It was also successful, but I still felt like I can be doing more. And this isn't only for people who are at rock bottom and they don't know what to do with their life. I was having a lot of success. I just still felt like I was nowhere close to my ceiling and I could be doing a lot more. And so I sat down and did some exercises to figure out, okay, who is Evan Carmichael? What do I believe in? What's really important to me? What's my most important core value? And it came down to believe, and we can go through that process if you want. But I then started to look at my business and my life and thinking about how can now I make it more purposeful around believe. The first thing I did was around my newsletter. I sent the newsletter out, reached 70,000 people, and I changed the content. So my next newsletter was around this theme of believe, just encouraging people to believe in themselves and what it meant to me. That newsletter, that single newsletter, had the best response of any newsletter I had sent out. And my sister wrote to me and said, I'm actually reading your newsletter now. And it's like the love and punch that only a sister can give you at the same time. Like, okay, well, that's cool. This is working. And then I brought it to my YouTube channel. And my best video on the channel had 100,000 views. It took me a year to get it to that point. And I was really proud of that video, of all the videos I had done. I said, okay, I'm going to make a video around believe. And that video got 100,000 views in the first month, where the last one took me a year to get there. And now it's, you know, 2 million views on the video and growing. And just anything I touched around believe started to do well. And for all of this, for people listening, I want you to get results and tangible and immediate results with this, and not like, hey, if you keep doing this in 5 years, it's going to work out for you. So I wanted to prove to myself that it worked before going further with it. Like small tests, oh, it's working. Okay, let's try it again, try it again, try it again. And everything that I did better around belief because it was who I was. It's not just a marketing strategy. It was who I was. I was being more authentic and more real and had more passion for the work I was doing, and that translated into more success. And that works for every entrepreneur.
I'm scribbling notes as you're going. This is so important. You know, all of a sudden, you took a great level of success and got it to an even higher level. You became more authentic, more passionate, more you. And even your own sister said, okay, now I'm listening. Now I'm reading. You finally are doing the good stuff. And you touched on it. You know, it took you a little bit of time to figure out what your one word was. You didn't just wake up and know it. You didn't pick the first thing that popped into your head.
Right.
So how can we start that process of figuring out our one word?
It starts with understanding that, one, this is a constant. This is something that has always been a part of you and always will be a part of you. Kevin Cruz doesn't just in 10 years stop caring about leading. Right? It's always going to be a part of what he does. If anything, it will only be stronger and stronger and stronger. And so this is not a New Year's resolution for 2017. This is a core, deep value for you. Second thing is think about all the things that have made you happy. What are your highest highs? What activities were you doing? What's your favorite movie? What did you learn from your parents that you love? Who were your favorite instructors growing up? Out of the hundreds of teachers you've had, who are the one or two that really stood out? What is it about them that you love? What connects all of these highest highs in your life? And just make a list. And, you know, it's a detailed process in the book, but this is like super condensed Cole's notes. You know, make a list of the descriptors, like what made those things so special. And you'll find that there's a common theme between them, and that common theme is going to be your one word. Some people find it easier to go negative, and instead of thinking about the highest highs, they think about the lowest lows, the people they hate, the people like they cannot stand being around, never want to see them ever again. If it's a family member or a coworker or someone from school, you know, I never want to be around this person. It's not that that person is necessarily bad, just they have a value that you don't share and you find toxic. And so if you can identify what that toxic negative value is, I call it your anti-word, then you can find what your one word is. Go the opposite, and that's going to be your one word. And it's a super valuable exercise. You mentioned in your last question about how do you apply this to a professional, right? So it's not an entrepreneur. And this is about leadership. So let's talk leadership. Let's get tactical. If you want to lead the people on your team, right, if you're entering a leadership position, you got 1, 2, 10 people under you, the way to lead them is to understand them. You have to know how to push them and what they value. If you're pushing them something that they don't care about, you're not going to get the results that you want. And yes, everybody wants to get, you know, we have defined goals for our business, right? Like we want to hit this revenue target or save this amount of costs or whatever the defined goals are. But how to get there, you know, if somebody really values creativity, if that's their one word, then you know how to push them. You have to push them to find creative answers to do something. If somebody really values leadership, then you want to make sure that you're giving them leadership opportunities in the business to grow. And if you see them shrinking down, that they're not taking these things, you have to remind them, listen, you're playing small here. You said you want to be a leader and you're not taking that opportunity. If you push them on the wrong thing, if you push the creative person to be a leader and they don't want that, your message is going to fall short. Same thing the other way around. So people are not all equal with the same values. And if you want to understand how to push them on an emotional, deep core value level in their own best interest, not just yours, then you have to understand what their makeup is.
Okay, I'm jumping out of my seat here. Evan, listeners, this is really interesting to me. You know, I just went to this fun workshop a couple of months ago led by Doug Conant, who's the former CEO of Campbell Soup, great leadership guru. And I spent 2 days with him, and he was teaching us how to come up with our own leadership model. It says every leader needs, you know, his or her own model. And one of the things he taught us was to use negative examples. You know, when was the time when, you know, we were ready to quit a job because we were so unhappy about something? You know, when was the last time you were the only person in that conference room, you know, in the meeting where 9 people thought something was a good idea and you didn't, and you opened your mouth? You know, that's when you really think about what you're willing to fight for. What gets you mad? What gets you upset? You know, that is when you know you're uncovering your true core values. So the first part's to discover it. And then the second part's to share it with the world. And imagine, I mean, you know, we've all had those cryptic bosses where we never really know what she's thinking about or what kind of mood he's in. But imagine a boss, you know, your new boss arrives and just tells you, listen, my one word is speed or quality or potential. You know, now you know what the anchor is or the guiding star is for that person and how you can, you know, how you can work around it. So, Evan, we understand what the one word is, you know, really representing our core value, how we can start to uncover it. And readers, you really got to buy the book to go through all the exercises to help you with that. But let's say we've got it. And Evan, I know you've got the word believe. So you mentioned the newsletter, the video, you know, what are some other ways you've used that word, your one word, to grow your business? How can other people do the same thing?
Sure. So once you have it, the next step is figuring out what your credo is. And what I recommend is figuring out what are the 3 things that make up your one word. So for me, believe breaks down to passion, so you have to have passion for the work that you're doing, self-confidence, and conviction to follow through. When most people see believe, they'll think self-confidence, believe in yourself, which is great, and it is part of it, but also believe in the work that you're doing, the passion, and believe that it will work out, the conviction. And so that adds an extra little layer that turns believe into hashtag believe for me, as this is what I'm trying to create in the world. For people in the entrepreneur world or the business context, the next thing that I recommend doing is doing a marketing campaign, because I want you to start making money, right? Like, our one word is above money. This is what we're all about. We would never sell out. Like, I would, you know, Kevin wouldn't stop being a leader for $1 million. I wouldn't sell out on Believe for $1 million. Like, there's something more important than money. But if you're making money off of it, then you're going to keep going. And so I want to prove an ROI to you guys as soon as possible. The marketing side is the fastest way to do it. So thinking about, okay, we're now making a logo. What does our logo look like for our company? What is the color? What is it doing? What do we want it to represent? A logo is a visual representation of what you should stand for. So if I'm creating, you know, my logo is a paper airplane taking off. And for me, that represents, you know, an entrepreneur. We have big dreams. We want to fly high, but it's not a supersonic jet. It's a paper airplane. And we're starting with what we have. And so on my videos, that's what's in there. And so thinking about, okay, we're launching a new website, or we're making a new logo, we're launching a new company. What are we going to call it? What's our logo going to be? What's our font looks like, right? Like, if you're making the LeadX logo, if you wrote it in the Walt Disney font, it looks and means something different than if you wrote it in military boot camp type font or flowery little girl font, right? Like, it's the same words, but the visual image means something else to the people receiving it. And so you want to create a font that is to your target audience. When I look at your business card or your marketing material, your website, YouTube channel, it should make me feel whatever it is that you want me to feel. It should ooze. When you hit my YouTube channel, it oozes believe. When I go on any podcast or radio show, I should ooze believe. And the same thing should be true for you. And what you're going to get is start attracting the people who want to feel the same way. So, yes, they want your products or services, but more than that, they want to chase people who have the same values, who will give them that experience that they're looking for.
And if you've done it right, you know, this can't just be a trick or a gimmick or a marketing exercise. You know, if you really believe in your word and you carry it through, then it's contagious. And, you know, investors will often say, I bet the jockey, not the horse, because we all know that all kinds of things can happen to change a company. All kinds of things are going to happen to change the original business model, the original goals. But it's really the founder or the founders, you know, who, if they have the passion, if they really are focused on their one thing, you know, they're going to figure it out. They are going to have to take a different path, but they will get there. That one word, when you're expressing it in everything you do, people want to be around you. People want to invest in you and your business. They want to work with you. Evan, do you agree with all that?
100%. And I think it's just as applicable to investing and marketing as it is to leadership. So, like, if I tell you, Kevin, my one word is believe, and my credo makes up passion, self-confidence, conviction. That's what believe means to me. I'm about believe, and I care about passion, self-confidence, and conviction. Here's what's going to happen. We are often letting ourselves down. This is why there's this huge ceiling of what we could do, and then there's this huge gap between where we're at and where we could go. And it's because we are failing to live our life through what we say is important to us. And it's the job of the leader to push the people under them to be that best version of themselves for them, not just for the company. So if Kevin knows, if I'm working for Kevin, I'm his star employee coming up, and he knows I'm able to believe, which is passion, self-confidence, conviction, anytime he sees that I'm not self-confident. If he says, hey, Evan, I want you to go speak at this event, I think you're going to do a great job. I'm like, Kevin, you know what? I don't know if I can do that, man. Like, I haven't done that before, Kevin. This is scary. You have the tools to push me. Like, Evan, you're about believe. You're about self-confidence. You have to go and do this for yourself. And I appreciate the push because it's what I know that I want to be, and I'm playing small, and my leader just pointed that out, and now I respect Kevin a lot more, and I'm doing this for the company, but I'm doing it for me. Where if you're pushing somebody on something they don't care about, it's going to come off as calculated, as, you know, not really caring, as just for the company and not for that person. And so from a leadership perspective, knowing that person's one word and their credo, the three parts that make it up, gives you the tools to push them in the best direction in their life and prevent them from playing small.
And Evan, you just summed up what LeadX is really all about. You know, as I was breaking up what LeadX means to me, it's really about next generation of leadership. And one part of that idea is that leadership is not authority, it's influence. You know, we're influencing people around us whether we want to be or not, whether influencing them in a good direction or in a bad direction. And then the other big part about leadership is that gap, the potential to help others fulfill their potential. And that really has been, you know, my own personal word and through line through most of my life. I had a seventh grade teacher who once told me to look up the word potential in a dictionary. And, you know, he wasn't exactly complimenting me. You know, it was like, well, you've got potential, Kevin. All of a sudden that word had some special meaning and I've been, you know, trying to get a lot out of it. So Evan, before we wrap up, you know, I like to challenge our listeners to get 1% better every single day. So how can they get started with all of this? Is there something you want to challenge them to do today?
I think the biggest challenge is to start thinking about self-awareness, to think about if you had to define the one core value that you are all about, the one message that you want to pass on to your grandkids. You know, if you're on your deathbed and your grandkids come in and you can only utter one word out of your mouth, the one lesson you want to give them, what is it? And once you have clarity on that, a whole world of opportunities will open up to you as you examine your life and think, a lot of the stuff that I'm unhappy with is because I'm living in an incongruent and inconsistent way with my one core value.
Powerful stuff. Evan, what's the best way our listeners can find out more about you and your work?
If you're looking for the book, wherever you buy books, Amazon, Barnes & Nobles, any bookstore. If you are about me, my website, Off My Name, or YouTube channel is where I'm hanging out.
All right, friends. You've just been mentored by none other than Evan Carmichael. I am now a believer, and I'm sure you are too. You can get the links he mentioned and, of course, show notes over at leadx.org. And as he said, you know, pick up his new book from Amazon.com or your favorite bookstore. One more thing. If you got even one new idea from today's show, go to iTunes, go to Stitcher, click that subscribe button and leave a short, honest review. And then let me know. Send me an email. I'm at kevin@leadx.org. And when you leave a review, we will invite you into our private Facebook group for our LeadX ambassadors. We give away lots of prizes every month, give you special access to our show guests, and just have a lot of fun. So subscribe, leave a review, and let me know. Until next time, remember, leadership isn't about a title or power or authority. Leadership is influence. The question is, who are you going to lead today?